The Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, all things Kansas State, right here in Manhattan, Kansas here, staying with football here on another daily podcast here. This was reported last week as National College Football Awards Association continue to announce their preseason award list. K-State, your K-State Wildcats, your 2022 Big 12 champions, had two more cats on the preseason list. Will Howard on another preseason list here. The Warfel Trophy there. And Mr. Reliable. Yeah, I call him in that this year. We have not been paying attention to the latest, either weekly or daily. I'm naming this guy, Mr. Reliable. That is Phillip Brooks, who came back for an extra year to use his COVID year. Extra year there as well. Howard, the candidate of the Warfel Trophy for a second straight year as top college football player who serves others, celebrates the positive impact on society, and inspires greater service in the world. And of course, Brooks for the Hornig Award for the second time as the award presented to the most versatile player in college football. I wasn't aware of that. That's something I note there. Did I miss that last year? I probably did. Obviously, trying to keep up with other sports, what's going on. I have an excuse. This is all things K-State. So, he's awarded for that for the second time this year. There as well. Howard. Again, ninth straight season as a Wildcat has been up for this award since the inaugural year of the Danny Werfel Trophy back in 2015. Skylar Thompson, Denzel Goosby, Dalton Reisner, Dante Barnett. Look at that. Those K-State names on that list right there. Reisner was a finalist for the Werfel Award, who now plays, of course, currently for the Denver Broncos 2018. There for him there. Brooks, the Hornig Award. Third straight year that Wildcats has been represented in this, and the eighth time that since the awards began back in 2010, Daniel Thomas, in the inaugural year, and back in 2010, that's when I must go ahead and say it. That's when I came to K-State. Yeah, the fall of 2010. Yeah, that's when Daniel Thomas was the offense for K-State. Well, a lot's changed since then, baby. A lot's changed since then. Tyler Lockett in 2013 and 14. Tremaine Thompson in that same year, Brian Pringle in 2017, and Malik Knowles last year there as well. Note, we always talk about Will Howard on this podcast. What's this take? Put him in the back burner for the rest of the daily. Take a look at Mr. Reliable Brooks. He's been a mainstay at wide receiver throughout his entire K-State career, entering his last year at K-State. He wanted to come back for his final extra season. Brooks is only one of 12 players in the Big 12 history and one of five in school history with 1,000 receiving yards and 600 punt return yards in his collegiate career. He enters the final campaign ranked second in school history in punt return touchdowns with 4, 5th in both punt return average, almost 15 a pop, punt return yards 641, and 8th. And punt return attempts of 44. And he also is tied for 7th in K-State school history in career catches, receptions, 129. I'm sure he's going to add more to that. I'm sure he's going to add to that here in the upcoming campaign. Of course, you got to knock on wood, hopefully, with injuries, but you can't avoid those. So hopefully there's that there as well. So yes, Southeast Missouri, I keep mentioning it every day on this podcast, and we'll continue to do that. The Stripeout Game to kick things off for Kansas State Wildcats 2023, September 2nd, 6 o'clock. And you know, woo, it's gonna be a hot one for sure. The trend never fails. It never fails for that first home game. But I'm pretty sure the atmosphere, yes, I know Southeast Missouri, but again, the atmosphere is going to be lit. Coming off a Big 12 championship and everything else like that, your preseason number two in the Big 12. A lot's going around the conference right now, adding a jillion other teams to the conference right now. So definitely exciting times here in Manhattan, Kansas. We cannot wait to get this thing finally kicked off in a few more weeks. Congratulations to, once again, Will Howard, another preseason award list there for the Danny Werfel Award and for the Hornig Award preseason to Phillip Brooks, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcast form from there. And if you love what you're listening here, whenever you listen to this, definitely tell a friend, tell your roommate, tell a big K-State fan, tell multiple people about this podcast. We're continuing. This has been some type of build with this podcast, and I cannot be thankful enough for you guys. Well, that's what we continue to do it. Not just for we don't do it for the sponsors and whatnot. We do it for the love of K-State sports, not just basketball and football, women's basketball. We've got cross-country, women's soccer, women's volleyball, all of it here on this podcast. So definitely, you want to keep up with the latest on all things K-State, Pearl Project Podcast, place to do it. That's going to do it for right now. Another football daily in the books. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.